Hi there. I'm doing an AMA today. I decided now would be a good time to do one because I've garnered a bit of a following. I thought it'd be nice for us to get to know each other. Sort of like a date, right? Instead of doing a post to request questions, I've rounded up the most common questions I'm asked either on my Google form or private messages. I read everything sent through my Google form. And I try to respond to as many private messages as I can, though I do have a day job, so my free time is a bit limited. Please don't take it personally if you don't receive a response or get a delayed response from me. I'm probably just working. I actually find it fun to interact with the community. Many of you have been nice and supportive, and I appreciate the good feelings that come across through messages, so thank you if you've taken the time to reach out to me. With that being said, my name is Illyria. I want to start by recognizing a couple things that I received on my Google form. Obviously, I can't respond back, but I wanted to openly thank the person who wrote me a poem. It is absolutely beautiful, and I'm so flattered that you took the time to write it. I also want to shout out the deployed soldier that listens to Warm Welcome every night before going to sleep. You are so sweet for telling me that. Thank you for your service, and thank you for spending time with me. I'm happy to bring you some sort of comfort while you're deployed. The other thing I want to mention is I do have a kink list posted on my subreddit for those who are curious. I typically say my taste is pretty vanilla with a bit of submissive tendencies. I can be a little switchy under the right circumstances, but if you're looking for specifics, my kink list is posted on my subreddit, which is r/IlliriaAdoresYou. I started the subreddit to give yet another outlet for my listeners to interact with me, or my admirers, as I so lovingly call you. I check the subreddit every day. I also have a master audio list posted there, and it gets updated every time I make new content. Now, onto the questions. I have these broken up into short categories to keep things a bit organized for myself. I will also apologize in advance for any stray noises you may hear, like my mouse clicking or my water bottle. I figured it would be okay to be a little candid with this recording because we're just talking. Okay, so I'm going to start with what I call icebreakers. These are questions that I get commonly as ways to start a conversation. These are super cute, so I thought it would be fun to share with everybody. The first question I get is what my favorite color is. It's red, blush pink, and black. I think I look really cute in these colors, so that's why they're my favorite. My favorite movie is Die Hard. I saw it when I was a kid with my dad, and I've loved the movie ever since. I even have a little soft spot for Bruce Willis, to be honest. My close second favorite movie is a movie called As Above, So Below. It's a horror movie. I love horror movies. It's actually my favorite genre of movie to watch. As Above, So Below is so great. The protagonists are smart. There's a lot of history tied to the storyline. It's so good. If you have a chance to watch it and you like horror, watch it. You will not be disappointed. My third favorite movie is actually The Boondock Saints. It's a really old movie. Norman Reedus is in it. I've loved him since before he was Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead. And I actually watch The Boondock Saints every year on St. Patty's Day. So there you go. Other hobbies I have are video games. I play video games whenever I get a chance to. Like I said, my free time is limited, so I have literally every console, and a stack of games that I am slowly making my way through and will probably get to long after the hype has died down for them. Right now I'm playing Persona 5 Royal. It's my favorite game ever. It's so good. It's very intricate. There's a lot going on with it, but I love it. A second is Catherine Full Body. It's the re-release of the original Catherine, kind of a puzzle game if you like that kind of game. Super good. I think they're both made by Atlas, actually, which is, I'm a fan of that studio They make great content. It's so good. I'm also a fan of everything Nintendo. I'm a Mario veteran, and I'm proud of that. I've played nearly every Mario game that wasn't a spin-off. I love Mario. I love Nintendo. Right now I'm playing Animal Crossing like everybody else. But to be fair, I was looking forward to that game when the Switch launched, so no making fun of me, okay? It's got nothing to do with quarantine. I just like life simulators. Because I also play Stardew Valley. I was really into Harvest Moon. I occasionally play first-person shooters too, Call of Duty. I suck at Halo. I have tried to play it though. I was really big into Overwatch before it got super competitive. Yeah, just video games. They're fun. I also read graphic novels on occasion. Right now I'm making my way through a series called Nightmares and Fairy Tales by Serena Valentino. The art style is so nice. It's very kind of like creepy, sort of like a Tim Burton kind of feel, but they're really good. I spent years with just the first two volumes. There's four altogether. I tracked down the final two in a used bookstore in the UK, and I had them shipped to me here in the US. I'm in the Midwest, for anyone who's curious. And I'm now making my way through the entire series all over again so I can kind of have all of the content in one place. Super cute. I still love it now. If you can get your hands on the books, I highly recommend them. I also like to cook. I have a unhealthy obsession with Gordon Ramsay. But I do love to cook. I like trying all the different kinds of foods. I like trying to learn more complex techniques. I look really cute in an apron. I will campaign that until the end of time. I think I'm adorable in an apron. I also kind of dabble in a little bit of music. I play guitar, kind of, sort of. I've picked it up off and on since I was like 10. I also sing poorly, so there you go. Next question is if I have any phobias, things that I'm afraid of. I hate bugs. I don't care how cute or pretty they are. I hate them. I don't like bugs at all. I have a fear of getting lost in a public place. I know that's really strange. I have a little bit of social anxiety, so that's a real fear that I have, although a little bit irrational. And like I said, I live in the Midwest, right? So another irrational fear I have is hitting a deer. They will screw up your car. It's really scary. Yeah, that's a real fear I have. So, okay. The next question is my favorite song to have sex to. And I actually really like this question. I have two. And the first one is the Crazy in Love remix by Beyoncé. It's the one that was heard in the 50 Shades of Grey movie. Unpopular opinion. I read the books. I watched the first movie. I'm not a fan of this series, but more power to you if you like it. I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. The second song that I like to have sex to is the acoustic version of the song Speakers by Sam Hunt. I won't even say that I'm a huge country fan, but I like Sam Hunt. I don't know. He's cute. He has good music. That's a nice song to have sex to. Try it out if you can. I mean, it puts me in the mood, so. Anyway, moving on. This next section is what I call must-knows. These are the most common things that people ask me regarding my content and just interacting with people in general. The first question is, do I do voice chats? I don't mind talking. I don't mind chatting with people through voice chat. I think it's kind of fun to hear other people's voices. I'm turned on by audio, as you are as well. Otherwise, why would you be here? I do like getting to know people over the phone, Skype, Discord, whatever people are using nowadays. I like just having that kind of human interaction, especially now. I think we all kind of need it. but phone sex is really hard for me. and I think it's because my nerves get the better of me. On an audio, like, it's scripted, I've practiced it a little bit, I kind of know where things are gonna go, because I'm writing it, right? It's my content. But phone sex is hard. and I'm not saying that I don't like it, I'm just saying that I'm not sure I'm good at it. So I tend to shy away from it. And I'm sorry to disappoint anybody who had that kind of, hope. But the truth is that I'm kind of a dork. Like, it's really easy to be sexy and sultry online, right? But I'm kind of a dork in person. I mean, as you can kind of tell with this audio, I'm just talking to you. Sorry if that's a thing that you want to do with me. I'm probably going to say no, though. The second question is, do I share photos? Now, I think I'm cute. I'm gonna say that right now. I'm not trying to be cocky, but that's my personal opinion, right? But I don't share photos, and the reason why I don't is because I think it's important for you, as the listener, as my admirer, to be able to imagine me as your ideal dream girl, and you can't do that if you know what my face looks like. I like to create my audios to be a safe place for anybody to fantasize. It's for that reason that I don't mention things like cock size. I don't mention like body style of the listener, because I would never want to put something in an audio that would make you feel displaced or take you out of the fantasy or have to kind of, calibrate the way you're listening. I want you to be able to just turn on my audio, lay back and relax, and just enjoy the experience and let it elicit feelings. And I don't want those things to be interrupted by specifics. So I don't share photos. It's not because I think I'm ugly. I think I'm wholesome looking, if that helps you. Very, like, kind of girl next door, sort of. But I want to let my voice be your inspiration for who your dream girl might be, and whatever those preferences may be. So I won't share a photo. So I hope that's okay. I'm sorry if it's not. I really hate disappointing people, I promise. But that's just something that I wanted to put out there, so that everyone kind of understands my stance on it and hopefully respects it. The next question is, do I record personalized audios? Not currently. I might do like a little sound bite or something just to have fun with you, maybe. I get audio messages a lot and I love them. I love hearing someone's feedback with their voice, because, like, you lose a lot of context in messages because you can't emphasize and you can't, you can't show emotion on anything in a text. So when someone records themselves reacting to my audio and telling me what they think of it and what they liked about it, or maybe even what could change about it that may have been better for them, I really appreciate that. And usually I'll respond back with an audio in turn. As far as making personalized content, that's not a thing that I can do right now, just because free time is a luxury I'm rarely afforded. It often takes me a couple days to write a script, it takes me a couple days to record and edit a script, and not to be selfish, but I want to, what little free time I have at the moment, I kind of want to put toward sharing my voice with everybody. I know that there are people out there who do personalized audios as like a premium service, like a paid service, or a commission. I hope that maybe one day I'll gain enough popularity to have that be part of a sustainable income for me. So I do want to kind of reserve that for maybe hopefully one day. But right now, it's not a thing I can do just because I lack the time. So again, I hate disappointing, but sorry. The next section I have is what I call content inquiries. These are just kind of like things associated with the things that I record. The first question is, what made me want to do erotic audio? I was originally going to write scripts in hopes that a male voice performer will fill them. I have an idea of the things that I like to hear, right? And I wanted to see if I could kind of maneuver a handsome voice to fill those fantasies. But I got the inspiration to record myself because I'm on the phone a lot with my job, and almost every like third call I get, someone is complimenting the way I sound. And usually it's fairly polite and friendly and makes me feel kind of good. Sometimes they hit on me, and I never know how to react to that. Because I don't want to say it's awkward. Usually it's pretty sweet, but you know, we're supposed to be professionals or whatever. So not like I can indulge this person. So I ultimately decided to give it a try. I did my first audio and I just kind of sat back and waited to see how well it would be received. And I was surprised, pleasantly surprised at how many people had reached out and were like, please do more. I want to hear more of you. And so that's kind of how I got started. I spent a lot of time before making my first audio just kind of searching through GWA and trying to see what I liked and trying to see what other people liked and trying to kind of get an idea of how content is produced on that subreddit. I also have a guilty pleasure in listening to romance novels, like smut books, right? On Audible. And then that kind of went into what I do here. It's just kind of a fun little hobby and a way to be creative and pass time, honestly. But yep, that's what made me want to get into erotic audio. I'm having a great time. I'm glad other people are having a great time with me. And yeah, that's how it started. The next question is, where do I get my ideas for scripts? This is an easy one for me. I daydream a lot. My job is really stressful, so a lot of the way I kind of decompress at the end of the day is just kind of daydreaming a little bit while I, move about my place and do chores or make dinner or whatever. And I got the idea to bring my fantasies to life with my voice, and just kind of take anyone who is willing to listen with me. So, yeah, a lot of my scripts are my true-to-life fantasies. Obviously, there's some tweaks here and there to kind of put a little more, I guess, spice into it. Like the one of the recent ones I did, Haunted, is an affair. Someone suggested that I do a cheating audio, and I was like, oh my, like, so scandalous. So I was like, yeah, absolutely, I'll totally do it. Kindred Spirits was another request that someone openly posted to GWA about a widower being comforted by a friend. That's totally up my alley. Those are all just really good, feel-good feelings. So I took that one on and I love how it turned out. That's how, I fantasized the situation to be in my head, and I just threw it down on paper and recorded it and posted it for the world to enjoy. But yeah, that's a lot of my inspiration for scripts is just what I like to hear and what the kind of content that I would like to listen to. And that's all it really is. I do get people requesting certain things. Wrong Number is a JOI. I didn't even know what that was initially. I had to kind of do a little bit of research, and that often happens. Like, if someone requests something from me and I'm not entirely sure what it even means, I'll look it up to see if it's something that I can see myself doing. And if it is, then totally, I'll write a script about it. If not, I'll politely apologize and decline. But Yeah, so either my true to life fantasies or someone's suggested fantasy that I kind of felt something for is how I get my ideas for scripts. The next question is, do I fill scripts? Very selectively. I don't have any filled scripts on my content at the moment. There is one that I have saved that I kind of want to do something with because it is very like soft and nice. I kind of want to reach out to the author of that script to see if we can tweak it a little bit to kind of suit my style a little, but the content would remain relatively intact. I haven't found a lot of scripts that I feel for, if that makes sense. Like, if it doesn't feel like me, I can't do it because then the performance won't be good. So, I don't say that I don't fill scripts, but I will say that I'm very selective about scripts. But feel free to send one to me if you have one, or if you saw one on GWA that you're hoping that I'll fill, go ahead and toss it to me in my inbox and I'll take a look at it. I'll let you know if it's something I can or can't do, but I'm always willing to at least take a look. This next little section is my turnoffs, things that I don't much care for. The first one is, do I have any pet peeves? My biggest one is probably arrogance, and that's not to confuse it with confidence. If you're confident, great. Like, I'm really glad for that, because I feel like we live in a society that's mostly kind of secretly insecure. So if you feel confident in yourself, that's awesome. But arrogance is a totally different thing. Like, that's like the people who are attractive and know that they are and make other people feel like you owe them something because they look nice. It's like, no, man, I don't owe you anything. I also have experienced a few admirers who thought throwing a dick pic my way would be all that they needed to get an in with me. And I'm not even cockshy. I just think, okay, that's a great thing to be proud of. But do you really want that to be your icebreaker? Like the only thing that you try to hook a conversation with? Because I don't even know what to do with that most of the time. I comment on it. But beyond that, I have nothing. So, yes, it's okay to be confident. It's not okay to be arrogant with me. I will never be impolite at anybody who kind of reaches out to me that way, but I will probably mention that I'm glad that you feel really good about yourself, but this is kind of not my cup of tea. Okay. Next question is hard limits. And I think this is really important to put out there because we all have hard limits of some kind, and these are mine. Scat, water sports, bestiality, age play. Those just kind of feel yucky to me. And if that's your thing, great. I don't kink shame at all. Like, if it's not my flavor of kink, I will tell you, but I will never make you feel bad for liking something. I think that that's really important to kind of keep in mind is that just because your kinks don't line up with my kinks doesn't mean that you should feel bad about them. I certainly don't. Like, I know that my tastes are, some people can consider my tastes a little boring, but, and that's fine. Like, that's your opinion. But I'm not gonna cater my kinks to match yours. And I wouldn't expect anyone else to do that to me. So, those are things that are definitely off limits. I won't do anything with them. I won't role play with them in messages. I won't make content about them. I think they're just kind of yucky. The other thing is rape or other non-consensual acts of sexual violence. Those aren't fun for me. They're scary. I don't want to be scared. So, I'm sorry. That's not a thing I can do. And then, like, hard femme dom stuff. I'm not dominant, really. Like I said, I'm a little switchy, in very special circumstances, but I'm not a dom, honestly. I don't like degradation. I don't like humiliation. I don't like pegging, CEI. I don't like these things. And that's not even like, if you like them, that's great, but like, it's just not a thing that I can bring myself to do or talk about, really. Yeah. Gore, blood, overall hurty stuff. Yeah, again, this is scary. I'm very soft. I'm sorry for that. I'm a soft girl. So, these are not things that I can handle. There are a couple topics that I'm not necessarily against, but just kind of disinterested in. That's like fantasy roleplay, hypnosis, monster stuff. Incest confuses me. That's very popular right now. And what incest means to most people is, siblings or what have you. But some of that is like step siblings or stepmoms. I've heard people kind of consider that incest as well, because even though you're not blood related, you're still family. Incest just confuses me. I don't want to say that I would never do it, because like I think there might be something fun about like step love, but like I have no interest in producing content where I'm having sex with a blood relative. It's icky. For me. Okay, if that's what you like, but it's not what I like. And then just overall kinks, I just want to say this too. Your kink is fine as long as it doesn't, break the law or hurt anyone. You can like what you like. And I'm always learning stuff. So, who knows? Maybe you can teach me something that I like. I don't know. But it is something that I'm always open to talk about. Just understand that these are the things that I feel about certain topics. The last thing I'm going to talk about are things that turn me on. The first thing I notice in a guy is hands. And I know that's not a common answer, but I guess despite being very sweet-natured, I'm a little pervy. Obviously. So, hands I pay attention to. And it's not even like your hands have to be perfect. I just think that, like, when someone has a nice pair of hands, like, you think about where those hands are gonna be. Like, touching your body, maybe playing with my hair. Those are things that, like, I'm like, oh my. But, like, even, like, people who have scars or calluses, those things interest me too, because those things tell stories, right? Like, maybe you work hard, or maybe you had a past career that made you, who you are now and leave these marks behind. Skin overall is really a thing I notice too. Scars, marks, these things don't bother me because they're all characteristic of who you are and what you've gone through. And they all tell stories, right? From mundane to extreme, they all tell stories. And that's kind of what I'm all about. I love learning about people. And, I know that my skin is very soft, but also imperfect. And I have some stories kind of riddled across my body, too. These are things that I notice and things that I kind of like. The next thing I'll notice is probably a smile. I smile a lot. I'm smiling right now while recording this. I smile when I'm uncomfortable. I smile at strangers. I think a smile makes everyone feel good just for a split second, and that's really nice. I like things that are nice. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not gonna apologize for that. I shouldn't. But I do smile a lot. And so when I get a smile back, that is the first thing I notice, right? Because it means that you felt good that I smiled at you. I'm feeling good that you're smiling at me. We have that just split second of good feeling before we part ways or pass each other or whatever the case may be. And maybe, just maybe, that smile will spark a conversation. Who knows? The next question I get is, what arouses me the most? I will say I love teasing. That's kind of why a dick pic makes me so, like, what do I do with this? I like sexually suggestive photos, things that, like, are sexy or sultry looking, but still leave a little bit to the imagination. I like to have those things kind of earned a little bit. Like, I like the slow burn of, like, talking to someone, learning about them. I like the general tease of it all. So that arouses me a lot. And I know this is cliche, and I'm not ashamed of this. I love accents. I love them. I spoke to someone in Scotland that was super nice. I was very spoiled by their voice. Someone from Ireland, Germany. Wow. I love accents. Even like here in the US, like I love the southern accent. I think it's lovely. Even like not even saying sexy things, like just talking, like just having a conversation. I will get aroused at an accent even if we're talking about nothing. You could be reading me the phone book and I will likely be flushed if you have an accent. So there you go. The last thing I have on here is my perfect date. It's a little bit unique. It's a hot air balloon ride. I've never gotten to do one. I would love to. I don't even particularly like heights that much, but there's something so romantic and majestic about a hot air balloon. And I have a little song that I'm just dying to sing in the air. Like I said, I sing poorly. That's something you'd probably have to endure. But a hot air balloon ride is my ideal perfect date. So yeah. That's all I have for this AMA. It ran a bit longer than I expected, so thank you if you've stuck it out to the end. Before I go, I'd like to mention that I do try to post new content on the weekends. I won't commit and say I will post every weekend, but maybe check me out or drop me a line if you're looking for a way to pass time on a Saturday or a Sunday. I'm really touched and appreciate all of my admirers who follow me and enjoy my content, who take the time out of their day to message me either on Reddit or through my Google form. It honestly blows my mind to know that my content is enjoyed by people from all over the world. It's exciting for me to interact with the GWA community. Most people have been very kind and supportive, which makes me feel those good, warm feelings inside. And warm and fuzzy feelings are kind of what I'm all about. Anyway, that's all for now. I adore you. Thank you so much. Until next time, GWA.